You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What is going on? 3 o'clock growl. What's up, people? So far, good show, I would say.
Yeah, and if you weren't with us at the top of the show when we played that the first time, I deserve that, what Chris just did. Matter of fact, Chris was very nice. He called me yesterday and basically told me, you know I'm going to light you up tomorrow. And I said, I deserve it. Because those guys do duel. I actually called Amanda and apologized to her yesterday.
Did you?
I did.
Did you have a guilty conscience?
I did. And the reason is, as I told you at the top of the show, I said the quiet part out loud.
Yes.
Normally, I would say that's... This is why if there ever is a Mason and Ireland Plus,
yes,
you guys should all sign up for it.
Oh, you should hear what's going on.
Normally, I just vent to Mason.
Yeah, it's true.
Yesterday, I did it on the air. And like I told Amanda, I will all part either... I do the job, and the job is participate in all those events, or I'll walk. I it's not fair to her to say I won't do the events.
Don't say you'll walk.
Well, I mean, if I'm going to try.
What would you do?
I'm going to try. Well, you would get a new partner.
Oh, come on.
Mason and Momo.
No, there's
what
no.
What do you think?
It's all
no,
of
this
is
my,
come on, it's
no, this
iron.
Is my promise to you.
Okay.
I will try to make to do all this stuff. I don't know if I can do it, but I'll try. And if I can... And it's no problem until the basketball season starts, but
right.
I'll try.
You're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, KRDC Pasadena, Los Angeles, a good Karma Brand station.
By the way, somebody has tweeted a picture of your baseball card.
I know. I just retweeted it. Our old baseball cards, and I've got a football in it, and can't see what I'm wearing.
Am I
wearing a Charger jacket?
And, well, then we were the Charger station.
God, I look like a little kid there.
And... Let me see.
I had my old teeth.
Greg asked the question, what would you put on your baseball card? This is what yours says. When Steve Mason's not talking sports on Extra, he might be found munching a Dodger dog or searching for the definitive black velvet Elvis painting for his double-wide mobile home. His eccentric nature aside, Mason is a seasoned newsman whose interview credits range from Jimmy Carter to Jerry Seinfeld. Seasoned newsman.
What's the deal with the double-wide mobile home?
Well, I grew up, we lived in a trailer park.
I don't ever remember you having bad teeth.
Oh, yeah, remember?
But your teeth don't look great here.
My teeth look weird, and I went out before we did that Fox West 2 show.
The TV show.
I went to see your friend, the gas man, Dr. Tom Westhoff, up in
the greatest.
Thousand Oaks, and he chopped off my old teeth and stuck new ones in.
Tom is now working in Nevada, and I just talked to him the other day, and he loves it. So any mention of the great Dr. Tom Westhoff, formerly of Westlake Village, is a good one. You know what jumps out at me about this card?
What?
5 to 9 a.m. We started at 5 a.m. This was in 1995. Jeez, what were we thinking?
So when I lived in New York, we did 5 to 10 a.m. Add an extra hour to that.
Well, it's not the 10 that would get
it's to the
me.
5.
It's the 5, yeah.
Well, we had trouble with the 5.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. So our friend Dave Joseph, who's a great guy, has moved to Nashville, and he is a finalist for the Vanderbilt Commodores PA announcer. And they're having a vote. I just sent out a tweet. Let's flood the ballot box for Dave. And I put a link there. So follow at Venice Mace and root for Dave Joseph to get that job. He's living in Nashville. I still hear him on the radio around here. He's doing like traffic and stuff like that from they're calling Nashville Nash Vegas now.
Right. And you know that Vanderbilt is the USC of the South.
Oh, that, is it?
Yeah, big money, a lot of good-looking girls, private school, very, very, like, this would be great for Dave if he could get it. And let's see, vote now. Joe Deo, Robert Friedman, or Dave Joseph? Well, this is easy. You don't
want
other guys.
Absolutely want Dave Joseph. I'm voting for Dave Joseph. Done.
I'm right now. I'm doing the same thing.
Everybody should do it.
Okay. All right. All right.
So I wanted to do that for Dave today. He texted me this morning, and whatever we can do to help, we help because he's a great guy. Although he does dress his dogs up in clothes.
Yeah, very weird.
Yeah, very weird. His Christmas card is bizarre. All the dogs are dressed up. It's just weird. All right, so Instagram is broken, according to, let's see, Kim Kardashian.
Well, if Kim says it, you know it's true.
Kylie Jenner, they both said that Instagram is broken.
They are the queens of Instagram.
And then Trevor Noah has weighed in. Here he is on Instagram.
If you've been on Instagram lately, you may have noticed that it sucks, right? Everything is an ad, and your feed is full of people you don't follow, which is so confusing. Yeah, because I'm scrolling, and I start reading someone's post. I'm like, do I know this person? Was I supposed to be at this wedding? And then you look, and it says, because you follow your friend, we thought you might like a post from a stranger. No, I don't. Like, it's a cute dress. Anyway, everyone's been complaining about Instagram.
All right, Mace, I'm not on Instagram.
Yeah, I am, yes.
You are. Your whole life is about Instagram.
Well, I mean, I think you're exaggerating, but okay. I'll go with your premise.
Is it broken?
Yeah, it is. And here's the problem. Instagram is trying to be too much like TikTok. They've added this friggin' Reels feature where they're doing all video, and I'm like, it's clearly that they're trying to do what TikTok does and just do what you do best, which is photos of people's lunch and people on vacation and sights like the sunset and mountains and all that kind of stuff in photograph form and not in video form. I don't go to Instagram for video. That's where TikTok is.
But you can post videos on Instagram.
Oh, yes,
right?
You can. And they've got this new feature called Reels, which that, right? Bergman, am I not? The Reels thing is what's trying to be like TikTok.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And it's also, that's what they're pushing. So the algorithm is now being pushed towards the Reels. And it's a mess. I don't like it.
Yeah, it is a mess. By the way, if I go to my Instagram feed right now, I want to see if I see any strangers. Carl Nassib, no, I covered him. There's an ad. LA Times, follow them. There's an ad. There are too many ads on Instagram. It's ridiculous now as you scroll down. And then if you happen to click on one, forget it. It's going to come back at you six ways to Sunday. So, yeah, I think Instagram's got issues right now. If you've pissed off Kim Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, and Trevor Noah, it sounds like you've got issues.
Yeah, and
because we're in the TikTok generation now.
And as you know, I would never go against Kim. What Kim says is the gospel. So if she says it's broke, it's broke.
Yeah, it's definitely not. It's trying to be more than it's supposed to be. Like, so Meta, which is Facebook, owns Facebook and Instagram. And do they own anything else? They own one more. YouTube. No, Google owns YouTube.
I have no idea what they own.
You don't know?
Nope.
No? You didn't do any research on this?
You're talking about it right now.
How much time do you spend on YouTube?
Yeah, how much?
Me?
No, Mason, you.
Me when I need a movie trailer or like today I had to figure out how to say Joe Mang... No, I can't. Manganiello?
Is he coming on your pod?
He came on the pod. He's married to Sofia Vergara, so I had to go on and find how Stephen Colbert said his name is Joe Manganiello.
So did you bring up... I'm going to guess no, but did you bring up the podcast you did with Beatle, where she said Sofia Vergara was the worst neighbor she ever had?
Let's see. Would I do that? Am I the kind of guy that would do that? No, I'm not. I wouldn't do that. Yeah, Beatle says
I would tune in to hear that.
Worst celebrity she's ever worked with, Sofia Vergara. But Joe Manganiello was a great guy. He's on a show called Moonhaven on
AMC
Plus.
I never used to go on YouTube, but all my nieces and nephews and my son all go on YouTube like every single day. And now I find myself on there at least once a day.
Really? And then what are you looking at?
Mostly at golf videos. But you told me about a show called The Bear. So
The
I
Bear,
went on there,
yes.
I went on there and found the trailer on The Bear.
What do you think?
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah,
I think
good.
I played today with an agent, and he loves that show. It's like one of his favorite shows.
So in terms of total social media reach, What do you think is still number one? Facebook, 2.9 million.
2.9 billion, and Twitter?
I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Twitter doesn't make the top 10. They have Facebook one. YouTube is number two. WhatsApp, which everybody uses. I don't even consider that a social media thing. Instagram, TikTok, and then Twitter. TikTok is climbing. Over a billion users now. That's like a thing. That's where we're going to get our future tortilla challenge. Oh, you know what I wanted? I actually had an idea for something. Bergman.
Yep.
How quickly can you solve a Rubik's Cube?
I can solve it in under 3 minutes.
I made him do it once, and when you said you could do it under a minute and a half, and you did it in like 2 minutes.
Okay, so you want to make a bet on the over-under, John? I bought a Rubik's Cube.
I have one in my office. We can
But I want to use the one I bought. All right, I'm going to spend money on it.
I'm glad you spent money on something like this.
Mace, I'm going to set the over-under right at 2 minutes. Do you want the over or the under?
I will take, right at 2 minutes.
It's tough. That's about right.
I will take the, what are you taking?
I will take the under.
I will take the over, longer than 2 minutes. Longer than 2 minutes. We will solve this next. I'm mixing the cube up as much as I can.
Yeah, well, obviously it would be helpful to mix it up as much as possible.
It's like shuffling the deck, right? You're going to get it very mixed up. So Bergman will try this challenge coming up next for you.
Bergman, don't screw me. Give me my money back that I lost to you.
I'm going
to,
how much you guys bet?
$1,000.
$1,000. $1,000 mythical dollars.
All right.
We will do it coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. So Brian Ojeda points out that WhatsApp is owned by Facebook. So it's Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp are all owned by Zuckerberg.
I never go on Facebook. Do you ever go on Facebook anymore?
I don't really anymore. There's stuff about my podcast posts, but I don't go on Facebook. Actually, no. Sometimes I trigger my Instagram so that it automatically puts a picture on Facebook so that my mom knows what I'm doing, because my mom lives on Facebook. She's got so many recipes that she's gotten on Facebook. It's ridiculous. It's the way she keeps. Do you remember? This is the regular conversation.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Do you remember Mr. Blank from the old neighborhood who lived down the street and, you know, he was a little league coach?
I'm like, neighbor?
I don't really. He's dead. I'm like, all right. I mean, you're just choosing people I don't know and pointing out that they've passed away. That's, I guess, what you do when you're older. By the way, I pissed off a bunch of people with the car thing.
What'd you say?
The thing about there should be an age limit to driving. A lot of people around me on Twitter. And I do understand the case. And as long as you can drive, you should drive and all that. And I still love the environment. I got a lot of crap over that with the planes. Kylie Jenner's plane flying 5 minutes. I got a lot of crap on my timeline about that, too. But remember, I love the environment.
Good to know.
Okay, so now the challenge. I purchased out of my own money.
Those $3 that you spent.
A Rubik's Cube. And I have shuffled it. Very shuffled Rubik's Cube.
Now, I need to look at it first before the timer starts. But
there,
then,
see it?
Well, no, you're a dummy.
No, the timer. The timer's going to start the moment you touch it.
No, I'll say, well, I'm going to look at it.
15, give him 15 seconds.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's 15 fine. Seconds,
all right,
and
I'll
then
come
we'll
in
start
there.
The clock. The idea is Bergman, I've got the over. It's going to take him more than 2 minutes. Ireland has the under. It's going to take him less than 2 minutes.
All right, now when does he...
You got the timer?
Does he have it in
I've
his hand?
I've got the timer.
Does he have it in his hand?
He has it in his hand now.
No, not yet. Now, not yet. Now he has it in his hand.
Now he has it in his hand.
I'm timing it. You get to look at it for 15 seconds, Greg. Now, when he did this with me, now, again, he prepped the cube that time. He did it in almost 2 minutes. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Go, Greg.
Okay. Greg is in the middle of solving. There's the yellow and there's the red. And he turns. He gets the blue.
Does it appear that he has any idea what he's doing?
Yeah, he's moving very, very quickly. Actually, more quickly than I expected him to move. He's got the white side almost complete.
And he's only been going for 17 seconds.
I know. I've got him at 22.7 seconds.
Okay.
But yeah.
We're about the same.
And he's still twirling pieces around.
By the way, I could not do this if you gave me 10 minutes.
I would have no chance. Okay, he's almost got the white thing done. He's working on the red now. The red is all over the place. The blue, I think he's choking. He's struggling right now. The white is almost complete. The white is almost complete. He continues spinning pieces.
He's at 45
the white
seconds.
Is complete now. The white is okay. complete.
But he's got to complete the other three sides, and he's coming up on the 1 minute.
Yeah, we're at 55 and there it is. 60 seconds right there.
All right, how am I looking?
He's got the white side complete. Now he's going for the orange. He says it's too loose. He's already inventing excuses for why he isn't going to be able
good.
To do this in 2 minutes.
Not
he's got a couple
good.
Of pieces of the red together, and now he makes a turn. He's getting to the orange, and now the yellow is almost complete. He's got the white complete. Now he's moving
to
the yellow.
40 seconds, Greg.
Minute and 25 on the dot. He's got 30 seconds left to try to solve. I don't think he's going to do it. I don't think he's going to do it. Look at him. Look at him. He's got the yellow done. He's got the yellow complete.
Yeah, but he's only got 25 seconds left.
Minute 40. You've got 20 seconds. Minute 40, 20 seconds.
I'm not feeling good
the
about
over
this.
Over is looking really good. He's got the yellow done. He's complaining about the way it moves. You need
10
some
seconds,
WD-40.
Bergman.
He is not going to make it, I don't think.
Keep going, and let's see how long it takes.
2 minutes.
All right,
let's see how long it takes him. Okay, it continues to twirl pieces. I've won 1,000 mythical dollars because I bet the over on 2 minutes. He's now at 2 minutes and 10 seconds, and he does. He's done.
He got it.
Yep.
212.
212.
Moved around too much. That's
a parting gift. Thank you for
Thanks.
Playing.
Now,
yeah.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Screwed.
1,000 mythical dollars.
I think he did it on purpose.
Mythical money!
Honestly, it moved more than mine does, so it was just a tough move.
Isn't that a, on his defense? No, he did say he could do it under 3 minutes. So 212
right, but
we
met the...
The bet was 2 minutes.
But I set the over-under, so it's on me.
Right, no, if I would have used my cube, it would have been under 2 minutes.
Right, no, used my cube. I knew your cube was...
I'm not used to it moving
loaded
this
dice. You've got your Rubik's cube
tomorrow,
loaded.
Tomorrow, Greg, bring in your cube.
It's
and
in my office.
Give you a double or nothing chance.
Sure, it's in my office.
We've already burned this bit today. Bring
the bit is over for today. It's the end of the bit.
No, that's fine.
Cancel that bit.
I do like this one. I'll get better with this one.
Yeah. All right, if you're just tuning in today, one of the stories that we talked about earlier was that Mike Trout has got some sort of very specific and rare back condition that he is dealing with. Now, he has said he will return this season, and it is not a season-ending injury, but it sounds like something that could be chronic and lingering.
Right, and so now, because of that, because it could be chronic, I think its trade value is gone, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know if I would not move a boatload of prospects for Mike Trout at this moment because
now if he gets
you just
back
don't know.
To Mike Trout numbers and Mike Trout production, then you can say yes. But until then, he's basically on hold, right? He's Kawhi Leonard. You don't know what you got.
Right. By the way, I do not know what you lied about.
Really?
Does anybody know what John lied about?
I have no clue.
No
actually.
Clue, Jorge. Yeah. No clue.
I had a very bad lie while you were out. I got a girl got it on the very first guess, so I'm hoping that nobody gets it on the first guess.
This will not. By the way, you can start lining up for lie of the day. We'll do that coming up for you. John told a lie at some point today, and if you can figure it out, we'll take your calls, and you can win a pair of tickets to see Real Madrid versus Juventus on Saturday at the Rose Bowl. So figure out John's lie of the day. So the other thing that came up today, John, was that Jim Bowden said the Angels are having talks with the Mets about Shohei Ohtani. Now, I think now everything becomes interlinked between Trout
and Ohtani.
Well,
not only that, Bowden brought up something that I had forgotten about, the connection between the Mets and the Angels. Play that Bowden clip again. This runs about a minute.
Okay.
But this is Jim Bowden explaining why he thinks it's possible Shohei Ohtani, who's pitching tonight for the Angels in Anaheim, Bowden thinks it's possible he could be traded before Tuesday.
Yeah, so that they have said privately and publicly they have no intention of trading Shohei Ohtani. Behind the scenes, I have talked to multiple GMs that have made it very clear that they are listening to offers. So Shohei Ohtani could actually get moved by Tuesday, even though they're not looking for it. Look, the Angels are in the same boat as the Nationals. It's not a good major league team. It's not a good farm system. And Ohtani's a free agent after next year and has not shown any indication that he's willing to extend. He wants to win. He's made that clear to the Angels. He wants to win before he signed any extension. I don't see a pathway to the Angels winning between now and the time he becomes a free agent. So trading him makes sense. Now, the one team to watch on Ohtani, I'd say the two teams are the two New York teams. But start with the New York Mets. Why? Because their GM, Billy Epler, was the GM with the Angels when they signed Ohtani, and he was personally instrumental in landing him. He's got a very good relationship with Shohei. He has already talked to Perry Manasian about trying to get Ohtani, and I think he's going to try at the deadline, and he's going to try in the offseason, and if not, in free agency after next year. So it's going to be fascinating to see. I think it's more likely Soto gets traded than Ohtani by Tuesday, but if someone makes a ridiculous offer, and I think that'll come after a team loses out on Soto. I think that's when the absurd offer is going to come for the Angels. That, you know what, at the deadline, they might just consider Brandon.
So if there's an absurd offer, they might continue. Now, here's what, if Trout is iffy because of the unique back injury that he's dealing with,
right?
Don't you almost, because you want to sell tickets to your ballpark, don't you kind of have to have a star?
Yes. And that's why I think Trout's news yesterday about his back, I think, minimizes the possibility that the Lakers will, or the Lakers, I'm sorry, the Angels will trade Ohtani. I don't think they'll do it. I wasn't sure they were, I wasn't leaning like they were going to do it anyway. But now I think, especially if Trout turns into Albert Pujols, like he falls off a cliff,
yep,
you got to keep Shohei, don't you?
Yeah, I think you got to. You got to. You got to, because you got to sell tickets.
And he might be the best player ever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and you want people to come to your ballpark. That's part of it, right?
Yep. Yep.
So, yeah, I think it's less likely. I personally think Juan Soto is going to be moved.
I don't.
I do.
Bergman, do you think Juan Soto gets traded before Tuesday?
Yes, I absolutely think he's moved by before Tuesday.
Yeah, Mariners, Padres, they Giants, have, Dodgers, Cardinals, Yankees, Mets.
They have no mandate to move him. They can keep him.
So when Clinton was here last week, he was telling you the same thing. The learners are selling the team. Do you want to have a new owner come in and then move that?
Oh, is that what it is? They're stripping it down?
Yeah. Well, they're selling the team. So whoever comes in, they're gonna sell Juan. They're gonna move him. I mean, then you're gonna come in and your first act is gonna say, let's get rid of the guy that is one of the best players in baseball right now. Wouldn't you rather do that before
no,
you came in?
I think the team is more valuable with him on it.
It probably is, but he wants to leave. He doesn't want to be there anymore. So once he gets to that, after the next 2 years, he's not going to want to stay. He's going to leave. So no matter what, you have to trade him at some point. Wouldn't you want to trade him now when he has so much value plus 2 years of control?
He does have value plus 2 weeks of control. That is true.
What, Greg, the answer to your question
two years
is,
of control.
It depends what the offer is. Yeah, I would want to trade him if somebody gives me, like,
blows the doors off.
Seven prospects and an everyday starter, and you know, but if and barring something short of that, I'm hanging on to him.
One thing I wanted to mention, if you're a Dodgers fan, you know that the bullpen has struggled. Daniel Hudson, Tommy Canley, Brewster Gratterall, Victor Gonzalez, all hurt. And Blake Treinen, we've been waiting for. He had a bullpen session this week, but he won't face live hitters for a couple of weeks, which makes a late August or early September return likely. Now, that's almost like trading for a guy. You're getting all of a sudden Blake Treinen back.
And not only him, but maybe Walker Buehler.
Yeah, Walker. We were talking about Vanderbilt, and that's Walker Buehler. And it's his birthday today, 28th birthday. Happy birthday, Walker Buehler. From Vanderbilt, where hopefully Dave Joseph will be the PA announcer moving forward. Hey, you know, are we going to get Austin Reeves on the show?
We asked.
We did ask.
Moonshine.
Because, yeah, Moonshine is one nickname. I actually got one that I thought was pretty good. This is from John John on, he DM'd me. He said, how about the Ozark Kid?
We can throw that at him.
I kind of like that, the Ozark
Gary Martin,
Kid.
Gary Martin, who is the sign guy who sits.
Yes, of course, I know him.
The signs. gave me a pretty simple one that might work. Austin Threaves.
Austin Threaves. It's not
bad. Yeah, because he shoots a lot of threes.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll throw all these at him.
Yeah, do we have any?
They said they were going to ask him, and they'll let me know if they can get him.
Okay.
You know, it's off season, so they're not just like hanging around here.
Yeah, he's probably down in Arkansas.
Does he know it's Mason in Ireland calling?
He said, who's that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ozark Kid I thought was pretty good. Thank you for that. I read all my DMs, by the way. I don't necessarily answer all of them, but I don't think
that's something you should publicize.
What? I read all my DMs? No, because people are communicating with me.
Mm-hmm. Who slipped in there?
Sometimes private stuff. Oh, yeah. Actually, somebody did slip in.
Yeah, what'd they say?
Somebody slipped in this week and said, I must say you are a very handsome man.
Heck yeah. You thought you'd respond?
I responded, and spoken for.
Oh, that's not very flirtatious of you.
I'm not being flirtatious.
Well, why not? Have some fun.
Boring.
It's Twitter.
What do you mean boring?
That's boring.
No, I'm not going to have outside.
Hey, let me take over this. Let me respond to those. You know what my response would have been? He said, I must say you're a very handsome man.
Yeah.
My response would have been, what you look like.
What you look like.
What you look like. With a question mark. Have him send some pics.
Okay, so here's how it went. I actually didn't respond. I can write a response right now.
Yeah.
The first DM was, just wanted to say, I saw your picture, and I'm probably off here, but you are one handsome man. Any interest, sir? I can give my private email for us to chat or phone to chat on phone.
A little weird.
How do you respond to that?
Send me a pic.
I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to get what you want.
I don't want a pic. I don't want
a
pic.
What do you mean he's not going to get what he wants?
What do you think?
It's going to be a different kind of pic. Come on.
Well, yeah,
think Brett Favre.
I don't want that kind of pic.
Maybe he'll send you a picture of his dog.
Send me a picture of your dog. How about that as a response?
Dog.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Weren't we supposed to break like 5 minutes ago?
I don't.
Yes,
care.
You were for so lie of the day.
What? So sometimes we're early, sometimes we're late. Screw you.
I try to cue you with the
show.
Music, but you wouldn't.
Yeah, fine. Thank you. Coming up right now, lie of the day. If you want to go see Real Madrid versus Juventus on Saturday at the Rose Bowl. And you know John's Lie of the Day, call up right now, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. And by the way, don't ask me, don't ask Jorge, don't ask Bergman for help, because we got no effing ideas. We'll do Lie of the Day coming up next for you, Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Dog.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so lie of the day. Ireland told a lie at some point today. Got a pair of tickets to see Real Madrid versus Juventus Saturday at the Rose Bowl, up for grabs right now. And, John, I didn't get it.
I didn't get yours yesterday. Jorge got it. Me and Bergman missed it.
Jorge has no idea today, and yeah. Bergman has no idea today.
Okay.
Not a clue.
Let's see. You got to do the calls because
I'll do the calls. We will start. Why don't we start today with caller number 5. Sergio in Pasadena. Sergio.
Hey, Sergio.
What's up, man?
Hey there. What's going on? Good.
Sergio, what did I lie about?
I want to say you lied about your mom going to the Angels game.
Good guess, but no. My mom will be in attendance tonight with her friend D. They're both big Angel fans. They go to one game a year, and tonight is their
game. That is a very good guess. Very good guess. Let's go to Jay in Reno. Jay, is Jay going to drive in for the game? Jay, will you drive in for the game if you win this thing?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm just here for the day.
All right, good.
Okay, Jay, what did I lie about?
I had the same Angels guess, so I'm not.
Okay. All right. Hang up if you don't have a guess, if your guess is the Angels guess, or if you don't have a guess, and then that means.
I texted John.
Jorge, you're wrong.
Jorge's wrong. Okay. 877-710-ESPN. John's lie of the day. Do you want to give a hint right now?
One more, and then I'll give a hint.
Okay. Let's go to Francella. Francella. I think I have that right. Francella, is that right?
Yeah. What's up, guys?
All's good. Francella, what did I lie about?
Hopefully I'm right. If not, I'm going to be concerned. You said that you would never go against Kim Kardashian, that her word is gospel.
Oh, you don't know me very well, Francella. Kim Kardashian is the queen in my world.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for her to drop Pete Davidson and pick me.
Yeah, I'm sure you're on her list.
Yep. Can't wait.
Hollywood's big gun. All right.
Yeah. All right, I'll give you a hint.
Yes.
My lie is football related.
Football related.
Yes.
Huh. Okay. Let's go to John in Long Beach. John, you're on 710. Hey.
Hey, love you guys. My guess was that John didn't have breakfast in bed at Terranea.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I did. Okay, I'll give another. Thanks for guessing. I'll give another hint. I claimed to have seen something that I have never seen, and it's football related.
What the hell?
I'm going to send it to you guys.
Okay, yeah.
And then so you'll know, and then Mace, you can help me give hints.
Okay. Let's try Doug in Reseda. Doug, do you have any idea what the lie is?
After the clue, no, I had something else. I had the when John said that the Lakers restrict him from just doing.
No, that's all true.
No, that's 100% true. The Lakers restrict him from doing so many different things. It's unbelievable.
Okay, so Mace, I'm sending you
the lie, and then I can help give a hint.
Yeah, and then
Boy, it's really tough. Yeah, by the way, Jorge guessed, is it you writing for the LA Times? No, John did write for the LA Times.
Yeah, I wrote for the LA Times magazine. Okay, I just texted it to you. Did you get it?
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah. All right, so I'll give one more hint, and then you can give other hints.
Okay, got it.
Okay, my hint involves a quarterback.
Okay.
All right.
877-710-ESPN. Hint involves a quarterback.
I claim to have seen something that I have never seen, and it involves a quarterback.
Okay. Let's try Jeffrey in Lakewood. Jeffrey, you're on 710. Hey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All's good.
Hey, Jeffrey, what did I lie about?
My guess was that Mason was wearing a Chargers jersey on his card.
Yeah, no. The lie is John's lie.
Okay, so my lie is about perhaps the greatest quarterback ever.
All right, we had that conversation earlier. That's where that's from.
Yeah, he is perhaps the greatest quarterback ever in the history of the NFL.
And John did not see the show about him.
Well, you just...
Did I just give it away?
Yeah, but that's okay. Go to the next guy.
Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't give the name of the quarterback away.
Okay.
Let's go to Ted in Fullerton. Hey, Ted, you're on 710. Hey.
Let's talk about Tom Brady.
There it is.
Yeah, Tom Brady. John never watched Tom versus Time, nor did I.
I don't know if Tom Brady watches video of both teams or any video or what his video watching thing is because I made all of that up.
So, Ted, congratulations. You're going to go to the big game on Saturday at the Rose Bowl, Real Madrid versus Juventus. Enjoy that, man. Thank you.
Woo-hoo, thanks.
All right, cool. And by the way, the Soccer Champions Tour features 5 iconic clubs from around the world, including Real Madrid, Juventus, Barcelona, Chivas Guadalajara, and Club America. Visit SoccerChampionsTour.com. That's SoccerChampionsTour.com to get yours today.
Hey, this is very nice. Hooper's X just tweeted me, Ireland, I'm sure Kim K is just biding her time with Pete until she can move over to you, the feeble, crusty, old white guy. Dream big. Hooper's X, I agree the thing I agree with the most about everything you wrote is she's just biding her time.
Biding her time. That, by the way, that relationship has gone on a long time, a lot longer than I thought it was going to.
It's like 2 months. That's how long it's long.
It's a long time in show business relationship, isn't it? All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Bergman's game today.
And I start -100.
-100.
For complaining too much on the show yesterday.
We start a brand new month. We're going to start our month of August today because somehow Bergman found a way to win.
I got 9, but
he was dominant in July.
So we'll do Game of Games coming up next. Who from the afternoon show is going to play?
I asked Cappy, but he hasn't gotten back to me yet.
Okay, somebody.
Can just play us.
Somebody. It'll
or
be
have Laura do it.
It'll be us. It'll be Laura. It'll be somebody. Yeah, we'll do Game of Games coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Dog.
It is Game of Games time. It is Bergman's game today as we kick off a new month. John already -100 in this game. Penalized himself for being a whiny little guy yesterday.
Beep.
Yep. Yesterday, I had a bad day. Little honesty.
It's okay.
Little honesty, good for everybody.
We've all been there, right?
We've all been there, absolutely.
Saying
I'm still competing. I'm still coming hard, Bergman.
Of course you are.
Best of luck. Bergman, what kind of game do we got? So, oh, and Laura's going to play. Hey, Laura.
Hello, boys. I'm already accused of cheating over here.
I'm saying don't look at my computer because it has all the answers.
Yeah.
Hey, stop calling Laura a cheater and just play the game.
I'm going to. By the way, it doesn't matter. Nobody's going to get this right. So anyway, who are they? I'm not even sure what I'm saying. We have a bunch of new people in the building. Something in my head. It didn't work out. We have a bunch of new people in the building that all work for GKB, Good Karma Brands.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a fun fact, and you have to tell me who it is that it's about. It's multiple choice.
These are all the new people.
All the new people.
Mostly don't know and have
you don't
not
know
even
who any of these people are, and so you're just going to have to figure it out.
Got it. Okay.
All right. So this person does not have an appendix. Is it A, Stephanie Alexander, who's Sam Pine's executive assistant? B, Kevin Zapata, who is a partnership coordinator? Or C, Sedona Farber, who is a digital account manager? And Mason, we'll start with you. Can you keep track, by the way, John?
Yeah.
Having spent some time with Kevin, we didn't talk specifically about his appendix, but he just looks like a guy that doesn't have one.
John.
Stephanie.
Okay. Jorge.
Kevin.
And Laura.
Stephanie.
Stephanie is the correct answer. She does not have an appendix.
Oh, Laura's in the lead. And I'm -99.
All right, number two. This person once went skydiving in Vegas. Is it A, Nick Riley, who is a digital sales manager?
Yeah, I know Nick.
B, Matt Burke, who's a marketing consultant and also hit a home run.
Matt's too big to
skydive in Vegas.
Yeah.
Or C, Kevin Zapata. And in Ireland, we'll start with you.
I think it's Matt Burke.
Okay, Jorge?
Kevin.
Laura?
I think it's Matt.
And Steve.
Yeah, no, it's Kevin.
It is Kevin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you know that already?
Yes, I knew that. I did not know that.
You liar.
-99.
Yes. Yeah. All right, number three.
Wait, George don't have one.
Yeah, George just got that.
Yeah, George just got that.
Why are you trying
to
get
Kevin? Why are you down on George?
Yeah, she's accusing me.
Laura,
take a point away from her, please.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, Laura, does Laura lose
false
a point?
How is that?
Loses a point. You lose a point.
Was it complaining?
I don't know.
No. Okay, we'll give her a warning.
Our show, our rules.
Yeah, our show, our rules, says Jorge.
No, Laura, we'll give you a warning. No complaining.
Hey, guys. Vote for Jorge.
Number three.
Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome, Laura. All right, so this person has a double doodle, which is a Labradoodle / Golden Doodle dog. So is it
That's too many doodles.
Yeah, for real.
It's a lot of doodles. Double doodle. So Justin Schafflander, the director of sales.
Yeah.
B, Sam Lloyd, a marketing consultant. Or C, Nick Riley. Jorge, we'll start with you.
Who was the second one?
Sam Lloyd.
Sam Lloyd.
Laura?
Whoever the first one was.
Justin Schafflander.
Justin.
Mason.
Nick. It's 100% Nick.
And Ireland.
Just because Mason said it's 100% Nick, I'm going with Justin.
The answer is Nick Riley.
Yeah! Oh, God. How lucky.
If you say anything with enough confidence,
you're going to get it right.
Did you get that?
No, I did not.
Okay,
no,
so Mason has the lead.
Yes.
All right, number four. There's six of these, and I have a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Number four. This person considers themselves a karaoke star.
Really?
Is it A, Sam Lloyd, B, Matt Burke, or C, Sedona Farber? And we'll start with Laura.
Matt.
Mason.
Well, I've been to karaoke with Sedona, and she has unbelievable musical stylings.
So you're going Sedona?
Sedona, yes.
Ireland.
All right, it's Matt Sedona, and what was the third choice?
Sam Lloyd.
I'll take Sam.
Okay, and Jorge.
Kevin.
He's not even on
the list. Can't always answer Kevin.
Wow, Kevin, you got to do something.
Not on the list, but it's A. It is Sam Lloyd. Sam Lloyd is the right answer.
Boom!
Ireland, minus 98.
Yes, sir.
All right, number five. This person runs a professionals membership club. Is it A, Justin Schafflander, B, Matt Burke, or C, Sedona Farber? Mason, we'll start with you.
All over Justin Schiffler.
Schafflander.
Schiffler?
Ireland.
Schiffler?
Sedona.
Jorge.
Justin.
And Laura.
I'm going to go with Matt. Matt, do something.
Matt Burke is the right answer. Matt.
Yeah,
Laura. All right. Laura taking the lead?
No.
No,
Laura
I'm tied
two,
with you.
Mace two, Jorge one, John minus 98.
Okay, perfect.
So you would be tied for the lead right now, John.
I'm coming.
All right, number
tied with
number
Kevin.
Six, and this is the last one before the tiebreaker. This person was airlifted out of a back bowl at Vail.
Wow.
Is it A, Justin Schafflander, B, Janessa Paredes, who is a partnership coordinator, or C, Sam Pines, the senior vice president of GKB? And market manager. And we're going to start with Ireland.
I don't think you would put Sam Pines in there unless it was him. So I'm going Sam Pines.
Jorge?
Sam.
Laura?
I'm going to go with the first choice.
Justin Schafflander?
No, the second. Sorry, second choice. The girl,
Janessa
right?
Paredes?
Janessa.
Okay.
Right. Mace.
I am also going to go with the very clumsy Janessa.
You all got it wrong. It's Justin Schafflander.
Oh, damn.
Justin Schafflander.
That means.
Justin Schafflander. He broke his coccyx.
Oh, wow. Means, that's a terrible. Boy, the breaking your coccyx is a terrible thing.
Yes.
I wish I'm a so broken mad. Coccyx on no one. okay. So that right. means it is the tiebreaker is between Laura and Mason. Jorge, you and I are out.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Vote for Kevin.
Vote for Kevin.
I would have won if I would have kept my original answer.
You would have.
Damn.
All right. So Sam Pines is our market manager.
Yes, he is.
And as I just said, he's
wonderful
also
wonderful guy.
And he's also the senior vice president of GKB.
Yep.
How many total jobs has he held in his life? Closest without going over. So, Mason, how many jobs has Sam Pines held in his life?
I will go with.
By the way, GKB is one.
Is one. Okay, so even though he was somewhere else, he's still with GKB.
Well, no, if he was in GKB, once he was with GKB, that was
so if he only worked for GKB his whole life, the answer would be one.
Correct.
Okay, I will say the answer is six.
Okay, and
all right, so Laura, you're either going zero or seven.
Well, it'd be one or seven.
Well, wait a minute. The answer, is it closest without going over?
Closest without going over. Yeah, he has a job right now, so it has to be at least one.
One or seven, Laura.
I'm going with one.
The correct answer is five. Oh, Laura is the winner.
Just missed.
Yay.
Nice job, Laura. Nice job.
Hey, Laura, you have the lead in the month of August.
Look at that.
Nice.
I don't think Laura has ever had the lead before.
I've never won before.
Have you never won a game?
No, I was close a few times, but I've never won a game.
I love all these new people. Matt played on the softball team, did a great job. Justin, he's really good.
I'm sure he loves that.
How do you say his last name?
Schafflander.
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 Yeah, he's good. Janessa's fantastic. Sedona's.
Kevin.
Wonderful. Kevin.
Kevin. Justin. Justin.
Yeah, Justin. All these new people. It's fun. All right. So... let's do one last thing before we get to Super Crosstalk. Oh, Cappy, you there? Have you bought your Mega Millions tickets? Cappy?
Oh, me.
Yeah, you're. Yeah, I was talking to you.
No, I didn't know I was on yet. No, I haven't bought them yet, but I did buy 11 of them earlier this week and did not have one number on 11 tickets. Did not have one of the six numbers.
Get the hell out. I, you, You bought how much?
11 tickets.
11 tickets, and you didn't
and
have...
You were 0 for 11?
I was 0 for 66.
Oh, wow. Man, that sucks.
You should, yeah. It should be like Keno, Cap. You should get your money back.
I agree. That's a very good call. I should
That's
go back
to
the liquor store.
Do.
Yeah. But, you see, I took that as a sign that I may have been skunked on Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday. Yes. But I'm going to win on Friday.
So tell me if this makes any sense. So Juan said to me, we have to buy our tickets. We can't buy them in L.A., especially not in West L.A. We were in Desert Hot Springs. We bought them in Desert Hot Springs. He thinks we have a better chance to win by buying the tickets there than we do by buying the tickets in our neighborhood. What do you think?
Right. I know everybody thinks that.
You it's
know,
always like some obscure location that has the winning ticket.
I'll never be able to win if I buy them in a relatively affluent area.
Yes.
I have to go to the toughest part of town and find a liquor store with bars on the front of
and
it.
And a line out the door.
Right, and I got to walk
isn't
in.
It, isn't it Bluebird Liquor in Hawthorne where a lot of people have won?
A lot of people have won from Hawthorne. Yeah, that's my old neighborhood. I used to have the movie theaters over there.
I think it's Bluebird Liquor in Hawthorne, Cap, is what you're describing, and that may be the place to go.
I'm just not so sure I believe it. I kind of feel like, you know, there's 12 million people in L.A., and one of those 12 million people might be the winner. Why not us?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. Hey, I got a really something big I want to get to right after our Super Stager. So I've received multiple tweets about the game that we just played, Bergman's dreamed-up game.
Yeah, you know what?
A lot of
Learn
people,
the people.
Richard R. says, this game stinks. We know none of these people. Reggie Silva tweets, someone tell Greg Bergman, tell me why Greg Bergman thought it was a good choice to play a game of people we don't know.
Well, you're going to learn all of them. You're going to meet all of them at the events, and then you're going to know who these people are. Yeah. And it's going to be okay.
Well, I think, though, that what was interesting about that game was that it was even because neither Mason nor Ireland knew who any of these people were. And just like everybody who else was listening, they don't know who these people are either. That was kind of the beauty of the game is everybody was at ground zero.
Exactly.
Do you, you're acting like you know these people.
Oh, and I don't know any of them.
Oh,
none
right.
of them.
Yeah.
No.
You know none of them either.
No, I knew Sam.
Yeah, I know
he's
Sam.
The boss.
I know Sam.
Okay.
I knew Justin Sheflin.
I don't know that person.
Yeah, he's our sales manager.
Oh, no, I do know Justin. I didn't know that was his last name.
Yeah, Sheflin.
I know Kevin.
You don't even know Kevin. You just keep mentioning Kevin. You don't know a Kevin.
No, I do know Kevin.
How about Matt? We all know Matt.
We all know Matt. I'm telling you, we saw his handiwork, played a great left field, and hit a bomb in our back. You know, Ireland, we hit back-to-back-to-back home runs in the 7-10 All-Star game, which was, like, the most dramatic thing in the – it was
What pitcher allowed back-to-back-to-back home runs?
You're talking to him. You're looking right at him.
There you go.
Cap, why
there
didn't you
give
yourself the hook after the third home run?
Well, first of all, a couple of reasons. The first of it was because we still had the lead in the game, believe it or not.
Oh.
So we gave up the back-to-back-to-back home runs, and I think at that point we were still leading 8-5 maybe, something like that. And then the second reason why I didn't give myself the hook is because we never prepared to have somebody else pitch. Which was really dumb on our part.
Yeah, we were in that situation because Momo couldn't pitch a whole game.
Yeah, and then you went out and got yourself a ringer.
I said, I'll just grab somebody. How about that guy?
No,
and he told me his name was Ron, and we ended up sticking him in the game.
Oh, so you didn't know who Ron was?
Had no idea.
Got it.
He was some guy in the sales department. I said, hey, you, can you relieve Ramona? He goes, oh, I'll try. And then he showed up, and he did.
Turns out, little did we know, this guy knows what he's doing. This guy has some kind of reverse spin that had Kirk Morrison pop the ball up rather than hit it out of the
Ireland,
park.
Ireland. Ron Mitchell, one of our sales guys, he takes takes softball like a claw, right? And then he releases it really, really high with some backspin, and it really confused these guys. So, yeah, I got lucky in picking Ron.
Yeah.
Lucky. Next year we should have a draft.
It's not a bad idea. A draft is a good call. But how about this? We have a draft, but then we're each able to bring in one additional player telling anybody.
Oh.
Yeah. And then that person shows up, whoever he or she may be, and we brought that person in unbeknownst to the other team.
I like it.
Well, the drama.
The Ron trick. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we were talking earlier. You heard the bad news about Mike Trout?
When you say the bad news, you mean this rare spinal
issue? Thing? Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I've heard yeah. of it.
Now it, does that affect, in your mind, the decision to trade Shohei Ohtani?
It does. Now, for me, what it means is now you can't trade Ohtani. Whereas for other people, yeah, for other people, it's like, no, because you're stuck with injured Trout, now you have to trade Ohtani. You see the difference?
Like, yes.
Like, on one hand, it's like, okay, so you got to get rid of Ohtani because you're stuck with Trout, and you got to go get everything you can get for Ohtani. But on the other hand, it's like, why would I trade Ohtani? He's what people pay to come see.
Yeah, you've got to give the people something they want. You got to give them a show. It is an entertainment, as John Ireland would like to say, it is a star-driven town.
Right.
Star-effing-driven town.
Star-effing-driven town.
There you go. Yeah, you got to give the people something. Do you guys believe in the Loch Ness Monster?
I do.
How come we didn't get the Seinfeld thing there?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that was a pretty dramatic switch.
Right. Big left turn.
Yeah. So the Loch Ness Monster. Thank you. It's a doubly big turn. So the Loch Ness Monster, this is interesting. So I've always, and this is a 100% true story, not making this up. My very first trip to Europe, I was probably 19 years old. And I said, I want to go to Loch Ness. And so I flew to London Gatwick. I got a car. I drove to Loch Ness. And I went out on a boat on Loch Ness, hoping to see the Loch Ness Monster or some sighting of it. Now, the official Loch Ness Monster Register shows that there have been 1,141 official Loch Ness sightings over the years. Is it possible that there is a creature living at the bottom of Loch Ness?
Of course it's possible. Haven't you seen all the pictures? Google Loch Ness Monster and see what comes up. That thing's down there, man.
That thing is down there. Hell yeah, it is.
So one scientist has come out, a British scientist, and says it's plausible thanks to a recent fossil discovery. Fossils of small plesiosaurus, long-necked marine reptiles from the age of dinosaurs have been found in a 100-million-year-old river system that is now the desert, meaning that these species could survive in fresh water. Yeah, isn't that a weird reason to go to Europe? The very first thing I wanted to see was it's the most immature thing in the world. I want to go see the Loch Ness Monster. That was my first trip to Europe.
Is this your lie of the day?
No, it's 100% true.
Is this as true as when you were talking earlier today about doing above and beyond what the contract calls for and listening to every broadcast of every show just to kind of hear the good and the bad?
Yes.
Kind of the way Kyler Murray is being told he has to watch 4 hours of film, and you actually said, quote, I've never told the story on the air, but I actually listen to every show every day.
Yeah, it's true. I do.
So this Loch Ness thing is in the same truth category as the I listen to every show thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're on to me. It's true.
Yeah.
Are you ever critical of yourself after a show, Cappy?
Oh, my God. How about every day?
I would think no. I would think you just...
Oh, no. I'm the worst.
Are you the worst?
I'm the worst.
Are you worse than me?
How long does it take you to get over each show?
Wow.
Usually it takes me a good until about 4:20.
What happened?
Oh, okay.
Until right. about 4:20. Like
what happens 4:20. At 4:20, DeMarco?
What's up, Cap?
Yo.
What happened?
I hate it, bro.
What happened today?
Oh, no, nothing.
What do you think about?
I was just asking because a lot of times after the show, I'll get really self-critical. I'll be like, "Yeah, I should have done that. That was a terrible bit. Why'd we do that? Why'd we take that call?"
You didn't ask like a silly question.
No.
An interview. Oh,
no,
okay.
No. Oh. It was. And by the way, DeMarco Farr joins us. Yeah, no, it's just like the level of, you probably walk out of here, DeMarco, like, no big deal.
If I feel bad about something, if I asked, like, a silly question,
yeah.
You know, like, ask LeBron about his hairline or something like that, and you
right.
got mad, yeah, then I would think about it, but no, what's not clear? You know what I mean? Yeah.
See, I always think, now, the difference between
great
me and
question.
Ireland is Ireland walks away, and you don't really think about the show again.
Right.
And I go home, and I obsess about the show. I'm like, damn, I should have done this, and I should have said that, and all that kind of stuff. Cappy, you're like that? You're self-critical?
Yeah, I mean, wait, so I would love to be more like John Ireland.
Me too.
John, can you really do that? Like, let's just say hypothetically, John.
Right.
You know, you're like, you know what? Today's show just was not good. I wasn't on it. Bergman's right. I didn't ask interesting questions. You know, whatever.
Wow.
Shots.
If you feel like you haven't done a good job or the show is no good, do you literally walk out of the studio and go, like a golf shot, got to let it go, got to get on to the next one? Do you do that?
Most days I do that. Like yesterday, I was unusually candid and mean, and I had to apologize to Morales and to Amanda. And so yesterday would be an example of a show I carried with me.
Yeah, Ireland kind of detonated yesterday during Supercross talk.
But
this was early Supercross talk, right?
Early,
yeah, not the one with you. Yeah.
Because I got to tell you, Morales called into the show yesterday evening. This was about 6:30 in the 6:15, and he was going off on you.
Really?
Yeah, and
I deserved it.
Why? What'd you do?
I don't know what he said, but I deserved it.
He said he's putting you in the same bucket as Michael Thompson, where he's mad at you for not wanting to do things outside of the radio station.
Right, yeah. I don't know if Chris and I can get back to where we were.
You mean you're not already TFFs anymore?
Sure you can.
We'll see.
Mace, this might be the first nominee for the 2023 Mandy's Beef of the Year.
One. Could be. Wow. Yeah, we'll see where it goes. Yeah.
Second nominee, Cappy.
Why, what was the first one?
Me.
Oh, the first one was you versus the guys,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, versus us. Yeah,
that's my beef. That's my beef.
Yeah, that's a good beef.
That's a good beef. DeMarco, you got any beefs around here?
I have no beef. Yeah. No. I'm Prop Joe. Yeah. I'm cool
Prop
with
Joe,
everyone.
I love that.
I'm cool with everyone, yeah.
Sometimes I've decided I'm going to start, I heard your promo, Cappy, I'm going to start using the word sus. That's really sus.
Sus is a great word.
It is.
What is it short for?
Suspicious.
Suspect. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like suspect. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Sus.
Sketchy.
Right. Yep. Right. So I've been getting called sus a lot. So then I've been trying to deflect by calling everybody else sus more often.
Why
than
are they
not.
Calling you sus? What are you doing that's sus?
It's just literally everything I do. They're like, "Yo, man, that's sus." I'm like, "Is it
okay.
really?"
Yeah.
Like really? Like I'll give you an example.
Okay. Yeah, give us an example.
I'll give you an example. Like Laura's boyfriend, his name is Christian, right?
We yeah, call this him, is
we,
weird.
We call him the boo.
You're, Cap, you're kind of obsessed with Laura's boyfriend.
Yeah, this is just
well,
weird.
Let me tell you guys what happened.
He's a very handsome
cool.
man.
Yeah, he's cool.
See, he's a good-looking guy.
Good guy.
Yeah, smells delicious, this guy.
Yeah, that's just
that's
weird.
That's sus.
That's
right
weird.
There.
That is sus. That makes you sus.
So then,
smells delicious is an area you don't want to go where.
Well, Laura, why don't you tell the guys here what Christian plans on doing with a T-shirt?
No. That has been revoked. But because Cappy got on his good side, he was like, "Yo, I get it. Cap is cool. I'll let the whole delicious, I look good slide," right? He goes, "I'm going to make him a shirt that says, I'm not sus." But then Cap just, you know, doesn't know when to stop.
So what do you do then?
I don't even remember.
I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you.
Okay, sus boy, go ahead.
I'll tell you what happened. So after Team Mace...
Yeah.
Defeated Team Cappy in the softball game 2 weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
We went to an after party because it was Laura's birthday.
Oh, that's true. There, yeah.
And so her boo started dancing. And guys, I'm telling you right now, this guy's a professional dancer. This guy
really?
Could be like in Janet Jackson's stage show.
Smells delicious and a great dancer?
Nice.
Unbelievable. Nice. Unbelievable
mm-hmm.
dancer.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's dancing and he's popping and he's doing all these moves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like I'm standing behind him trying to watch him to try and learn a couple of these things.
Yeah.
And Laura kind of looked over at me and she's like, "Yo, that's sus." I'm like, "No, I'm trying
was
to learn."
Staring? Was he staring?
Yeah.
Staring?
It's hardcore. Him and Morales were like just...
Okay.
Like eyeing him
well,
up.
Well, Morales is just
that's
well, always sus.
That's over
he's
the top.
Always
yeah.
Sus is his game.
But that's like his bit, right?
That's
but
his
like,
bit, yeah.
Cab was literally like chilling in like not in the corner, but close to like the wall. And he was just like.
Sus.
Totally sus.
And I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Cappy,
like,
I got to go along with the people who call you sus. I think that's weird.
Well, maybe. I mean, maybe it is. Wow. I will tell you this, though. That night, that after party, after the softball game, we were at the Sunset Room. They had this burger. Guys, mm-hmm. I will contend to you right now. This is a top 10 all-time burger. It came out over... You don't believe me, but I'm going to tell you right now. Let me at least paint a picture for you. This burger came out, and it was cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
And then the halves were opened up so you could see the inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that it went Thousand Island dressing dripping
Ooh,
down.
I love
lettuce,
that.
Tomato, cheese, beautiful
yeah.
burger, perfectly prepared. Underneath, pickles and mayonnaise,
mm.
which I wasn't expecting, but I didn't care. I was eating
nice
it anyway.
Surprise, sure.
And
yeah.
this burger was bussy.
Sounds like
it was
no,
bussy, yeah.
No,
it was bussy.
See,
his burger
see.
Was bussy.
Why, Cap? Why
okay,
there?
So I'm just going to tell you guys right now, you may think that's sus, but I'm telling you right now that burger was
Just ruined it. Bussy. Just messed it all
so
up.
So here's the wow. here's the weird, and I've brought this up before, and you guys don't believe me. Ireland, this I'm not making this up.
Okay.
I was not invited to the All-Star Game after party.
Not true.
100%. Nobody told me about it.
I think it was probably an oversight rather than an uninvited situation.
Do you think they wouldn't let you in, Mace?
I don't know.
You just would have rolled.
Yeah.
I used to crash parties all the time in this apartment building that I lived in Beverly Hills.
Yep.
If a party was going on, Lisa and I would just walk in. And nobody ever said no. You could have just gone.
You know right. what? But if you don't know about it, like I actually fault Laura because it was her birthday party and she never said, hey, I'm having a little birthday.
I don't think you should fault Laura.
Wait,
I think
first of all, it had nothing to do with me because Cappy been trying to put an after party together. All these different spots were thrown out there. And then Clinton goes, yo, it's your birthday. You pick something. I was like, no, bro, because there's like 15 of us. What restaurant? What place? It's just going to be like,
it's a good
okay,
question.
Yeah. Let me sit you. That's not going to happen with COVID protocols and all this other stuff. It's not going to happen. I said, look, just go to Briones and then everybody dispersed.
Yeah.
And everybody Googled the place and whoever showed up. So it's like, it wasn't really like me putting it together or anybody. It was like... It had been said on air, and the name had been said on air, so it was kind of an open listener showed
up. Who are you pointing that at, Mason?
Does it bother you when you don't get invited to things?
You keep saying I wasn't invited. Who are you talking to?
Everybody was invited except me.
Who was in charge of invites?
No one.
Briones.
No. Was it Briones?
Oh, okay.
It was Jorge? No, like Bergman, you were at the party.
I was not at the party.
Oh, you were not?
Wasn't.
Did you choose not to, or were you not invited?
There was no formal invitation, but I had my kids, and they were asleep, so I had to take
them home. Right. Yeah. No, I'm not saying I would have gone. I just, like...
Jesus, Mace.
It's nice to get an invitation.
That's what it's a trap.
Nice to mention. I mean, I'm just saying I'd be there.
I think that it was, again, it was an open... Because even Greg, like Momo, heard when we were like, yo, this is my... Amanda's like, absolutely not. I'm tired. I'm going home. Like, whatever you guys do, whatever you guys end up, I'm just tired. You know, she had
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw a party just for us at my house.
Just for who?
Just for the team here. All of our
people. That's nice of you.
People.
That's really sweet of you.
When you say all of our people, do you mean like...
Like the team, you know, Lauren, Taylor, and Emily, and Travis, and Sliwa, and you, and Sedano, and...
She down.
Everybody, just us.
But when are you going to do that?
I'll do it this month. I'll do it sometime this
month.
Why
don't you do it? Let me make a suggestion. You ready?
Yeah.
Why don't you do it on September 5th?
No.
No way. Are you kidding me? September 6th is the opener for the Rams, and September 7th.
No. September 8th is the opener for the Rams, and September 9th is the golf tournament. So Monday is Labor Day. It's a day off, and you were supposed to have a party last year for Labor Day.
Think about it. They couldn't do it then. But you're right. Labor Day might be a good option this time.
Because Labor Day is my last big day, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. And then you got to tighten up the act.
Right.
Didn't you have a day last month that was supposed to be the last day?
This month.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Well, you know what I always say? There's always a good time to reboot your life.
That's right. Yeah. Time for a reboot.
All right. Hey, that's it. Hey, coming up for you is more of this.
More of some of this stuff?
This is what I've grown accustomed to on my drive home every day.
Yeah.
I like just the general goofing around with some sports. It's a perfect recipe.
Awesome.
It's my favorite show. So we're back tomorrow at 1. Coming up next for you, Shidano and Cappy with DeMarco Farr in for George, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.